You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. My name is Ben. Now it's time to get started in the live music portion of our programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Gail Grayson.
Oh, Ben? Okay, we're live. We're ready to play. We're Gail Grayson.
Grayson, that was a new song from our brand new EP
Good gracious, it's Gal Grayson. Coming to you live on the FM stereo. Gonna play a couple more tunes for you. Some of the content gets a little blue, so heads up, Ben, you might want to put on the 5-second delay. Some of this stuff gets pretty raunchy.
Thank you.
help that one. He's holding up a sign right now. It says, F Eric's trip. You guys are the true Northern Stars. Okay, that was our last song. Of our first set. When y'all need to go to the float room on campus for half an hour, and then we'll play another set.
All right, that was Gail Grayson live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, I believe. Well, they're going to come in and chat, and hopefully I can convince them to do another set shortly after. We'll see how things go. Stay tuned. CITR Radio will be back very, very shortly after these amazing promotions about other shows on CITR.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you loved and deserted you, that makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man. Good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. Meow! You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians! That's right! Russians, Ruskies, Communists! Communists! Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.
All right, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm Ben, and I'm now joined in the other studio, the talking studio, by Gail Grayson. Hello.
Hey, Ben.
Hey.
Hey, Ben.
Thank you
it's
for...
great to be back.
Yeah, great. So...
the last time I played on the show was 2008. It's been 8 years.
It's been 8 years. Can time flies
it?
By.
I think I played your show in a few other bands, but the first... last time I was not just in the background playing a xylophone.
How does it... well, this is a new station, so this would have been... first time you played in here. And, I mean, it's... only a year. I don't even know how. I think it's like barely over a year old or less than a year. I don't know what the official. Yeah. I feel like maybe it's less than a year because we would have like balloons. I'm sure.
We still need a everywhere. Fact checker.
I'm sure it's everywhere.
Speaking of fact checkers, let's get down to business.
So, before we get really started, can you introduce yourself? Maybe a little quick one, just so people can.
That should introduce the band.
Okay.
To your left.
Just for the people in the radio land, yeah.
James Brown.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to start with Ellis. Ellis, how many times have you played?
This is my second time.
They played with USSS.
Yeah, I played here with a band called USSS and Tigerhead.
The same time? Right.
At the same time.
Oh, right. That was the
double
yeah.
set. A lot of sweating that night.
Ooh. Yeah.
I got some teenage good. Hormones.
So that's Ellis. He's wild card. And then we got Evan, another wild card.
Go on.
Yeah. Never know what he's going to say next. Might not say anything. And then we've got Nathan at the end.
and he completes the trinity of wild cards.
What game is this that has
so are you the only so Patrick, are you the only non wild card?
I'm the straight man.
The straight man.
He's the Joker.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, how does it feel? Like, do you like the newer station better versus the old one?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, do I like the new bandmates?
we'll get to that. But the old station from 8 years ago, that was before it really started to, was falling apart. But there's a certain character with the old one.
I was going to say that the old one was upstairs, but this one is downstairs.
Yeah,
it's true.
So, well, one difference... not for the listeners, but for people that is at UBC, is that we're sort of in the thick of things at the new at this new mall / student union building, whereas the old one, the old station, we were kind of in upstairs, which kind of no one really goes to, mm-hmm. kind of in a corner. Mm-hmm. But and here you get, like, in the studio, you get all the views from all from all sides.
Yeah, it had a lot of character, the old studio. Yeah. I mean, this is nice too. It's got more of a convention center feel to it.
Yeah. The show is a convention.
Yeah.
How does it sound in the lounge compared to the other place? What do you think?
Sounds fine.
Sounds fine.
Sounds delicious.
It sounds delicious. Well,
I don't know about that.
But let's talk a bit about the band, Gal Grayson. There has been a lot of interesting things that happened the last month or so. There's a new tape that
just
has
came out. I don't think anyone in the band has heard it yet.
So that just came out last week, right?
That came out on Monday.
Monday, okay. Has no one in the band has heard it yet?
Yeah,
well, I listened to it once.
No, I've listened to it.
You did listen to it
in passing.
Yeah.
Well, we only really play like what, one or two songs.
I recorded it myself, and
it's really fresh.
Right.
It's
really fresh. Have you listened to it, Ellis?
Solitary Exercise.
Just when we mastered it.
Right. So you haven't heard the finished versions, and you haven't heard a couple of the songs that are on.
I haven't sat down.
And it's songs you worked on, recorded over
the last couple of years.
Many, yeah.
Yeah. Ben's had a few permutations, and ultimately settling on this. We're in the comfort zone here.
Right.
Played with a couple of other folks and took it in a few different directions, and so I had a few leftovers that I wanted to put out on an EP, but we have a full-length record that we've recorded and got to do some overdubs and things, but that will be finished pretty soon.
Right. So did you work on it like 100% yourself, even the mastering and all that stuff, or record, like the slicing of the track?
Yeah, for the most part, I did pretty much everything. Got a bit of help on the mastering from Ellis's friend, former Flash Palace bandmate, John.
John Shirk.
Yeah.
John Shirk, shout out, did a great job.
Was it something that you always wanted to do, like you just wanted to learn how to do it, or you don't trust other people with this stuff? You don't trust other people with it, or you just feel like, or is it just like it's easier yourself doing it, or is it like a money issue? Like, you know, what makes you...
Yeah, a little all of the above.
Yeah.
No, it's nice to work with other people who know what they're doing. It's much more expedient and get a much cleaner result. I like to fine-tune everything obsessively to the detriment of my own sanity, and the product ends up sounding worse because I kind of overthink it. But eventually I release something.
But like, what makes you decide to do it now as opposed to maybe like months ago, or take another? Because it's like, yeah, it's like one of those things, music especially.
Well, this tape was supposed to be just something we could sell on tour. We went on tour for a few weeks in July, and I really wanted to put out a tape in time so we'd have some merch on the table, and I didn't finish it in time, so this tour promo tape ended up being just something that I had to release in the early fall.
Did you end up selling anything on tour? Just no? Just
yeah,
give
we
someone a
had a 7-inch that was finished in time, and we sold that.
How did the tour generally went? It was fun.
It was great. We had our brakes failed on the highway, and Nathan saved us.
Oh. Right?
Do you want to tell that story?
No. The emergency brake is what saved us. Yeah, you know, we were driving down the highway, and the brakes failed, and I had to use the emergency brake and pull us.
You were driving, Nathan.
I was driving. Okay. Yeah, I was driving this Sienna. What was it? A Toyota Sienna.
Yeah.
the green machine. It was just kind of this crappy old van.
How do you even, but like in video games, when you pull the emergency brake, you do a quick, oh no, you have to do the tire as well.
Yeah, I Tokyo drifted.
Yeah, okay,
for
right.
For sure. I Tokyo drifted onto the exit, great. Pulled in, called the tow truck driver, you know, it was great.
But did you, like, was it one, like how long did, you, I've never had it happen to me, knock on whatever this is. Like, were you just pumping it a few times and go, wait, this is not working?
Yeah.
This is like a movie. What am I going to do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it was, yeah, that you just lose all the brake pressure.
Yeah.
So then, you know, once it clues in that with no brake pressure, you have no brakes, you use the emergency brake and you just kind of coast. But it was kind of, you know, it's kind of a, you know, it's pretty sketchy.
Was it swearing or screaming involved, or would you just like...
No, I tried to stay calm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
Because I'll be like, what the, you know.
Yeah.
I'll be looking around. Patrick,
you would self-censor yourself. Yeah. Yeah. You would go, what the, yeah.
What the beep. Well, I'm glad you guys survived them.
Yeah, well, we got stuck in the, the hottest town in California?
Yeah, Vacaville.
Vacaville, yeah.
It's like 2 hours north of San Francisco.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, and it was like 40. It was at least 40 degrees Celsius. Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those towns that when you went to, everyone keeps saying this is the hottest town in California.
Yeah,
yeah, but it really was.
Yeah.
It was like more than 40 degrees. So.
Did you have to stay there for a day or two or something, or while it got fixed?
Ellis had to stay. We were in a separate car, but we had to then use that car to ferry people back and forth. And Ellis and I were like a half an hour away from Vacaville, and we ended up at an off-road Starbucks. I was there for a few hours, but Ellis was there for 7 or 8 hours.
Yeah, it was really great.
And there's like, they don't care about it because it's a Starbucks. Like,
yeah.
He made so many beats in that 8 hours on his laptop.
It was paradise.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a good story. You know, the time that, well, I mean, you survive it, nothing happened. It could be much, I mean, in a couple of years, it'll be, you know, like the time the brake failed and then you know, Nathan jumped out of the car and stopped it or something. Everyone opened the doors and rolled out the, you know, you can make it work. In a couple of years.
Yeah, well, why don't we start now? Let's change the story now and just stick to it.
In a couple of years, you can get foggy. Other things that has been happening, you played a bunch of shows, and then there had been a new video.
Brand new music video.
That came out within a week or a week ago?
Yeah, it came out a couple weeks ago, directed by Ben Jacques, and then sort of co-directed by me, and with some state-of-the-art computer animation.
That, yeah. Yeah.
That really came through.
It's on the YouTube, and if you haven't seen it, well, I mean, there is an animation. There's an animated being, an orange gold.
Someone asked me if it was Mr. Peanut today.
It's a little bit like Mr. Peanut. Yeah.
It's a thing.
People keep saying it's a chicken.
It's a humanoid.
Like
it has like legs and arms, and it dances.
It's a pansexual
top-hatted.
Yeah,
so
mascot.
So was the mascot person, was that created before you shot the video? Like, I mean, obviously there was an idea.
Oh, I think Pat had a vision.
Yeah, I had a vision. I mean, originally I think my vision was I wanted Grimace's body, and then I wanted to take like a photograph of a golden retriever's face, and then I don't know if computer animation can do this, but I wanted to have that golden retriever's face just in a 2D form on Grimace's face. So that it just had a flat golden retriever's face on it.
But it didn't pan out,
but I'm happier with the results as they were.
Did you even know what program? Like, so during the shoot, like, where there's parts in the thing where you interact with the unnamed.
I just put total faith in
so
technology.
You were just...
I had no idea how anything was done.
Yeah.
I just assumed that it could be done if I just waited and asked enough people, and then someone did it, and they just filmed me dancing with nothing, and then someone was able to make it look like there was something there.
So who, like, it wasn't Ben?
Taught me a terrible lesson.
Who did the CGI?
I think his name was Jose.
Yeah.
Is a friend of Ben's who's done animation in some of his other music videos. They did a Louise Burns music video.
Right.
I think.
Okay.
With the, some CGI sharks.
Right.
In it. Have you seen this video? Are you familiar with this?
I vaguely remember, but not.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's a very talented computer animator, and he kept sending me things that were far too detailed.
Right. So,
and,
but you wanted.
And
it,
I would
okay.
have to say no. We need to strip it back a little bit. Less body
That's
hair.
Probably, yeah.
You know, I really want it to look like a first-year right. Vancouver Film School animation All right. project.
All right, so that was on purpose. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, the animation, it's definitely it's you kind of have to see it because it's a slightly low polygon count, a little bit.
It's very low.
Yeah.
Polygon.
It's brilliant, though.
Yeah, it is. It's a good. You have to. Yeah, you have to see design. It.
And everybody's in the video. All of us are in the video.
And it was done at
Ellis got cut out a little bit because I made.
This is a good segue. Shot on location.
Yeah.
At the Wise Hall, which is where we're playing
yeah.
tomorrow. Right.
That's what I was going to get to. Yeah. Yeah. So.
You mean you don't want to discuss the politics of ableism? That's where I was taking that.
Yeah. No. Let's transition
was
away.
Flip back a few seconds.
What was the video shot like during Music Waste or anything? Or no,
nothing. No, we just rented totally the Wise Hall okay. for a day.
Our friend Jason Zampano works right. in the bar downstairs, and he gave us a good day rate, I think.
Yeah, it was good.
Right.
I don't know. Can't compare it with anything, but
yeah,
I was able to make the video with enough money that I could pay for it.
Right.
For enough money.
Nope, that's cool. Tomorrow night, yes, you're playing with Tops.
Yeah.
At the Wise Hall, Tops from Montreal/Toronto or something, Montreal.
Yeah, real heat seekers.
Yeah.
from Canada's cultural promised land.
It's an interesting show. It's a Wise Hall, though, because you don't usually, because I feel like that kind of, a band like Tops would play at, the Biltmore or, Cobalt or something like that. But
yeah.
But it's cool.
It's sold out.
It's close to me.
These guys are so popular.
Yeah.
They really are Tops.
Yeah. Is it sold out?
Yeah.
It is sold out. Okay. So there's 20 tickets left at the new Red Cap
right.
Records.
That's great because the White Sox fits a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those 20 tickets at the new Red Cat location up on Hastings, they're going to be going fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everyone make sure you head down to the new Red Cat location.
On Hastings.
On Hastings.
It's between Kamloops and...
between the Roundel and
yeah.
the grocery store.
Yeah. it's right next to What's Up Hot
Dog-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get a $4 borscht. You can purchase some kale at the grocery store and then head into the new Red Cat.
All right, Gail Grayson on CITR. How do you folks feel about playing more music?
Yeah, we can.
And then we'll
that.
Come back, and then we're going to play a game that I've been playing with bands that came on my show for many,
oh, no.
many, many moons. So
oh, no.
If you know what that is, stay tuned for that, please.
Okay.
If you're not prepared, well, that's part of the fun. That is part of the fun. So Gail Grayson will be entertaining us with more music very, very shortly. Do not go anywhere. I'm going to play a couple of these nice messages for you until then. Gail Grayson, yeah, in mere minutes.
Having trouble finding affordable fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
No, the game's on. Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more. Or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon.
Watch, because I'm the man.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
To talk? AMS Speakeasy offers free one-on-one, confidential, drop-in peer support sessions with trained volunteers. Our goal is to lend a listening ear and empower you to continue to strive towards wellness. Our services are available Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during exam season. Support sessions can be requested at our desk on the main floor of the Nest or by ringing the doorbell outside our private space in room 3121. Learn more by visiting the AMS Speakeasy website. No issue is too big or too small. We're here to listen.
All right, you're still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM at live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. And now for their second set on this program, Gail Grayson.
Thank you.
That was Gail Grayson live on CITR. Do not go anywhere. We're going to be back chatting with the band very, very shortly.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Do you hear what I'm hearing?
Come enjoy British Columbia's beautiful wilderness with the UBC Varsity Outdoors Club. Try your hand at hiking, backcountry skiing, rock climbing, kayaking, and much more. Whether you're a beginner or an expert, we have trips happening every week, usually at no cost.
Living my dream.
Check us out online at ubc-voc.com.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year illegally. Poaching is a major threat to our country's wildlife. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor with a desire to preserve living space for wildlife. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust does just that. Works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary. Basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific. You know, I'm so...
All right, and we are back with Gail Grayson, back into the talking part of the studio. Good job.
Thanks.
Sounded fantastic. It's a very good, fantastic set. I enjoyed it wildly.
Okay, you're going
nuts in here. It's about as crazy as I get.
All the lights.
But yes. So now we're gonna play a game that I don't have.
What are you doing out there? Look at these guys.
There's like a parkour fight.
Those look like alt-right bros to me. These look like Milo Yiannopoulos fans.
Oh. Too many backward hats.
Well, anyways, we're.
Wait, can they hear me?
Yes, it is this beard.
Yeah, call them up.
Can we get them in here?
No, it's okay.
Okay,
okay.
Carrying on. Moving on.
That's moving on to play the game that all the bands have loved. And
there's
so
many of them now.
This is the CITR sensation.
They're just waiting for you to get out of here.
They're coming
for us.
This is the CITR.
They have baseball bats.
Oh.
This is part of the game. We've been playing a game on the radio where I have the band who has joined my guest answer a BuzzFeed type of quiz.
Okay.
Do you know how that works?
Do we answer collaboratively or is it one at a time?
You have the option of both. Or you can either do either or both. Most bands have been doing it as a band, some sort of voting situation going on. But
it's non-competitive.
It is super competitive,
okay, great.
But not between the band, but it's maybe between different bands because some of the quiz we've taken in the past is which Friends character are you? That's a really popular one. Mm. What kind of pizza are you?
Seven things you didn't know about .. fruit.
Yeah, there is. So in the given the time that we have and you haven't looked through it, I have a huge list of it. I have been getting bands to choose what they want to pick.
Okay.
But I don't really want it to take.
Choose one for us.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm just gonna randomly. I'm just there's a huge amount of quiz questions, so I'm just gonna click on one. Oh, here we go. All right. It's not as great as you think. It's all right. I hope it applies to you. The quiz we're going to play is, which Frasier character are you?
Do you know the
TV show Frasier?
Patrick's probably the only person that's seen Frasier.
I've seen Frasier.
Never watched it.
Yeah, I don't watch it too much.
But I don't know the names of the people. I mean, I know there was
like Frasier. Frasier Crane? Is that
Frasier Crane. And then
Miles.
That's all I know.
But does Daphne? Does Daphne, which is the
dog?
There's a dog.
Oh, look at that picture.
And then there's the Ross, which is the producer.
Why don't we ask you?
it's a bouncing. Or we can, if you want to, or if it's too obscure.
Let's spin again.
We're going to be fumbling around on that one.
Fair enough. All right, let's do this again.
Because this is really important stuff.
Yeah, it's super important. Like I said.
We got to get it right.
This might be tough, but we'll see.
Did
I don't know what
the Cheers characters show up in Frasier.
Oh, right. It's a
okay. This quiz. Okay, this one. I don't know where it's going to go, but we'll see. Okay. Which game show should you go on? So we'll see. I don't know if it's going to be new or old, but hey, let's just do it. It might not be anything that I even know.
Oh,
but
so I don't get to just tell you.
Nope.
Because I know the answer to that.
So you have to play. You have to answer a series of questions, and
the answer
then
is Nickelodeon Guts. You guys ever watch that show?
Yeah. Well, what was the Canadian equivalent? The one that Alanis Morissette was on?
That's,
are you thinking of
you can't do that?
Yeah, television? That's what I'm thinking of. Okay.
Not unrelated.
Okay. No, there is the kid one, Kid Street.
Kid Street, that was the best. Which Ryan a rubric at the end.
Yes, remember? And Ryan McCormick was on as well.
Yeah, oh yeah, with his brother.
Yeah.
Do you
guys
remember Uh-Oh on YTV?
Yeah,
vaguely.
Yeah, that was
like Punisher, right?
Probably before your time. Yeah, the Punisher would slam people.
he was an old man who would just soak children in green slime.
I'm
strange.
Google image searching the host right now.
There's also Video Arcade Top 10.
I love it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Nicholas Pickles for sure.
I like Holy.
It's letter time.
My friend who later became a professional wrestler had an eye.
Patch?
Illness? No, he he's part blind. He's mostly blind. He's 90% blind, and he wrote just a really saccharine letter to Nicholas Pickles saying, "Hey, I'm blind, and I love video games, but my life is terrible. Can you hook me up?" And he got all these free video games.
Whoa.
He got so much free stuff from Video and Arcade Top 10. It's not my story to tell, but I'm going to hijack it for the moment.
That was a good show. Maybe you'll get that show, but I highly doubt it because... Okay. But like I said, this is binding, and it's a competition between bands, even though it's totally different quiz with each band, but whatever.
Okay.
But the first question is, why would you go on a game show? There is answers you can choose from. Is win some money, have some fun, fulfill a childhood dream, or meet some celebrities. Win some money, have some fun, childhood dream, fulfill the childhood dream, or meet some celebs.
That kind of encompasses.
Like what celebrities would you meet on a game show?
Hollywood Squares, which is arguably the best game show of all time. You'd get the chance to meet.
Oh, you got to meet Drew Carey if you're on, you know.
What's the one that Howie Mandel hosts?
Used to? Nothing.
No.
Price is nothing. Oh, crap.
I just think we should say fun.
All right.
Is there a right answer?
There is a right answer, but whether or not you get it or not.
It has to be money.
Yeah. When do you like to watch game shows? Before lunch? Midday? Just after dinner? Prime time?
Before lunch is great.
Yeah, before lunch.
Yeah.
Right. That's a fantastic
time. There's nothing else going on TV before lunch.
Other than Judge Judy, which could be a game show depending on how you look at it.
Okay, we'll go for before lunch.
Next one is choose a game show host. There's Bob Barker.
No.
Pat Sajak. Dick Clark.
No.
Richard Dawson, and that's it.
Who's Richard Dawson?
I think he hosted Family Feud back in the 70s. Am I wrong?
Weak
choices. Or was it? Or maybe he hosted the love. I don't know. The Love Boat. I don't. No, that's not a video game. That's not a game.
I would choose Trebek.
I know. I don't know. The choices are kind of weak, but you kind of have to pick one.
Choose, what's the $1.67 beauty pageant guy? Rip Torn? Not Rip Torn.
I say we go Dick Clark.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't even know which game show he hosted.
I'll go with Pat Sajak.
Pat Sajak?
unpopular choice.
Okay, what's the consensus?
Pat Sajak. Tell us.
Is Pat Sajak still hosting Wheel of Fortune? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, never... he's around.
I would go with Dick Clark.
Okay, Dick Clark it is.
I think Vanna White's retired, though.
Yeah, this quiz is actually, the choices are very limited, but usually there's like some quizzes have like 9 choices, but this is this person, it's very
lazy. What's that guy's name? Can you look that up for me on the phone?
Okay.
What is that?
Host of the $1.98 beauty pageant.
Choose a non-game show TV series. There is The Office, SNL, Saturday Night Live, Game of Thrones, or Empire.
Just choose one?
Choose, well, I guess you can choose one. What? It doesn't say choose your favorite, just say choose
what
one.
What is going on with this game?
This is a very psychological... It's a... It's
Master the whole parenting...
No, that's the...
...thing with BuzzFeed Parents Newsletter. Can I click on that?
No. Yeah, let's go over to that
one.
No, sorry.
We got to choose one of these TV series.
Empire. Well, I did admit to you the other day that I'd seen every single episode of The Office, all 9 seasons. All
right.
Well, wow. Let's do that.
It's embarrassing.
Is that embarrassing?
There's no right answer.
When does The Office stop?
Let's go to The Office.
Froze. Oh. It's just not working anymore.
That's an iPad, we expect. What do
Rip
you hope
Taylor?
To...
Is that his name? Rip Taylor, I think, is his name.
Is he a game... He runs up and down the aisle throwing things.
Yeah,
I know from
Conan
O'Brien.
Yeah.
What do you hope to win? Cash, vacation, furniture, I just want to have fun. Cold, hard cash. Nice vacation.
You said fun.
So just want to have some fun or win some new furniture. No, the other one was like, what do you hope to accomplish? But to say fun? Sure.
Seems like basically the same question.
Let's keep fun as the theme of this.
All right.
Yeah.
Thing.
What position would you take on a bar trivia team? Leader, just a normal member, I'll be hosting, I'm just there for the drinks. So imagine if you're at a trivia night, I guess, at a bar, on a team.
Ideally, I would like to be just one of the gang, contributing, but secretly giving all the right answers, and like, oh, what about this one? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could try that.
It's a trick question, because you're automatically there for the drinks if you're participating, because that's what you win are drinks.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a roundabout way of asking you whether or not you like to win free drinks. So that's probably the right answer, if there is one.
Okay.
Drinks. All right.
It's not true for me. I'm there for... I want to learn more. I'm there to expand my mind.
Is that an option? I'd take that one.
Well, that would be leader or just a normal member. That's a...
Let's just say normal member.
Yeah. So normal drinks, member.
You get a little of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, How do you react to losing? Shrug it off?
Shrug it off.
Find solace in friends. Study. Do better the next time. Drown your sorrows in food.
Shrug it off.
Shrug it off. Right. Drown my sores in food. Who's coming up with this?
it's the crack team at BuzzFeed. All highly trained game show enthusiasts.
Well, we got a couple numbers. They should be calling.
The very last question. So this could make or break.
Changer.
Choose an item from the supermarket: a whole turkey, organic fruit, deli platter, chips. It's I don't know what. A turkey.
What's the context? What did I do?
A turkey of organic fruit, deli platter, and chips.
Deli platter.
Yeah.
That's heavy to carry.
Yeah.
I would, if I'm just walking in, I just grab a bag of chips.
Yeah, I might go chips too.
Okay, chips, sure. Let's go chips.
Okay, 2 chips. All right. And now we have the answer. So now well, I'm gonna read the description. Usually what happened is I read the description of the thing, except it gives it away immediately. So come on down, you're the next contestant on The Price is Right. You're not just savvy when it comes to shopping, though. You got a knack for practicality and keeping things simple. You're down to earth, too. and not afraid to deal with nifty, gritty
details. I've never
details
seen anyone down to earth.
When it really matters.
The Price is Right.
She'll get moving. The Showcase Showdown is calling your name. So there you go. Gail Grayson is The Price is Right. Right. And it is, as we said, binding and forever.
All right.
It's strange. Well, it's not. It's not. It could be worse. It's not so bad.
Okay, but for real, what game show would we be on? Or
well, both. Like, if the whole
game show are you?
Which would you want to be if you guys as a band can be on maybe one game show together? What would you?
There was this show I've never figured out what it was called. It was on when I was a child, and it was like a giant doll's house, and people would have to run from room to room, and you'd watch them on the side. The camera would scroll around. They'd go upstairs and downstairs, and there would be keys hidden in different rooms, and they would have to follow clues to find the keys in a certain amount of time to open up other rooms. And I don't know. It was a really good show.
No one else has ever seen the show.
I don't know. I think we'd be BattleBots. BattleBots. I think that's a great show. I hope it makes a comeback. You can actually find about 38 minutes of BattleBots entertainment on YouTube right now. So try not to exhaust it all in one sitting.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be my recommendation to the listeners.
Don't you have to build the robots yourself? That's pretty intense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can. We could do that. We have the expertise.
What about some weird, like, B-grade Who Wants to Be a Millionaire show? Like,
well,
The Weakest Link?
I keep thinking of the Canadian.
Oh.
But, like, all the Canadian ones that's been around. There's a really old one from the 70s called The Liars Club. Hmm. Have you heard of this?
No. Where
they have four celebrities, but they're not, like, they're Canadian celebrities or like D-grade celebrities, and they would get an object from a museum or like a painting from a museum that no one knew what it is, and each of the four celebrity would describe what it is, and then the contestant would have to guess that which one is actually telling the truth.
Mm.
It's kind of like
the sound of that.
It's
actually
an object version of like Boulder
Dash. So it's like Storage Wars.
Yeah.
But they're addressing the fact that everyone is just BSing everybody else.
Yeah, in a way, but it would be like, yeah, it would be a thing. It would be a painting, and they'll be like, this painting is important because it's drawn by blah 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 blah.
Right.
I don't know. It's not the great, but it's a very Canadian shot in Vancouver.
Hmm. There you go. There's another instance of Canadian entertainment just being
sitting
superior.
Like, yeah. A little lower than.
Well, we set it lower, and then we end up higher, right?
We blow the lid off.
Yeah, we keep expectations low, and then we exceed.
Yeah.
Gail Grayson, live on CITR. We're talking about politics and game shows. But going back to the band, there's a show tomorrow at the Weiss Hall. Starts at
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Starts at
9 o'clock at the Weiss Hall. That's a show. Any other thing coming up for the band? What are your plans for the winter months?
We got a Halloween cover set as The Cure.
Oh, nice.
Redgate.
Have you started working on the songs yet?
No.
What's the name of the...
The Anti-Vaxxers.
Right. I read that. All right, fair enough.
That's what you do. Yeah. The only cover band on the bill whose name isn't affiliated with the band that they're covering, right? Or is
it? Is.
Well, it's
is.
A little
it's
bit.
Think about this medical
anti-vaxxers.
Oh, no.
You didn't even get it? Oh, no. That's on
that
air,
makes
man.
Sense.
That was on air, Evan.
We have our set list. We just haven't started practicing
how many,
yet.
How many songs do you get to play?
Five.
Do you watch that Gary Johnson thing where he couldn't name a single world leader?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was so funny.
He got 9% of the popular vote or something.
Still?
Or something. Oh, yeah, opinion. Yeah, but it's all like it's crazy now. I mean, how much
Gary
is
Johnson? This guy.
I mean, how many leaders can nightmare. Trump name? Maybe three more.
Putin for sure.
Yeah.
I know he can name Putin.
Yeah.
I've heard him name him.
All he had to do was name one leader. He's like, oh, I think he came up with a dead person. Like maybe Abraham Lincoln.
You know what you do in those situations is you just act outraged at the question that like the assumption that you wouldn't be able to name any world leaders is insulting.
That's the
know?
Trump tactic.
Yeah. You just, what do you mean? What do you mean name world leaders? You think I can't? You think I can't? That's how you got to get out of it.
Absolutely.
So that's my advice to you, Mr. Johnson, if you're listening. CITR Radio.
Why haven't we talked about the Trump rally in Everett?
Yeah.
Well, maybe for next week on Ben's show.
Why isn't the situation running for president?
Who's that?
Remember the
situation
from the Jersey Shore?
Oh, right.
Oh,
Snooki's. Everyone is running. What if between the four of you, who is most likely to run for office?
Nathan.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a future in politics.
Yeah. No, I don't. Just have to downplay it.
That's already sound like someone that's not going to be going into politics.
No, I might one day. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, if you do, this is going to haunt you.
Yeah, if the climate's right.
And so there's the Halloween show. How many bands are playing that show?
There's like eight.
So many.
Yeah, there's a Swell Maps band. There's a Dinosaur Jr. cover band. What else is there? B-52s, maybe?
No, not this
one. No.
There's
a Pixies.
Why did you pick the Cure?
I just thought that it would be funny if Nathan sang and put lipstick on, but he doesn't want to do it, so I guess I'm going to have to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Are you guys going to... Yeah, that should be fun. Do you know what order? Like, it's going to go on. If there's eight bands, everyone's playing like four or five songs, it's going to go quite late. That should be fun.
Turn around.
Is that a Friday or Saturday?
I think it's
on a weekend, right?
It's a Friday.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is it on Halloween?
It's the weekend before Halloween.
Okay. The weekend before.
Yeah.
And I guess you guys are going to dress up as The Cure and not other costumes.
Well, that's the thing. Really, like, only Robert Smith is identifiable.
Unless
the rest
all
of the band.
Of every just be all dressed up as Robert Smith.
No,
that'd be really good.
That's kind of the idea.
I think that's a pretty good idea. If we all get like a wig or whatever.
Or you can dress like an anti-vaxxer. I don't know what they would look like.
Jenny McCarthy, I guess.
And Jim Carrey.
He's really unsettling.
Oh, he was? Or I don't know if he still is.
Yeah, I don't know. I think so.
Yeah. And so there's that show. And any plan on going on another tour?
I would love that. What are you guys?
What's the question?
Want to go on tour?
Yeah. Well, we were talking about doing some recording in a different city next year. So.
Like recording in a different, okay. Like just to be a little bit different, or just for?
Oh, just mixing it up.
Yeah.
Who knows what the future holds? Everyone's pretty busy.
Got all talk and no action.
But we've got a lot of stuff coming out soon.
Yeah.
Down the belt.
Yeah. Flying out the chutes. Yeah. Got tons of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We got an EP just released.
Yep.
Full length in the can.
I've got another full length halfway done. Halfway in the can. They're actually both full lengths are half in the can.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like combining them into a single album. I want to make two separate albums.
Mm-hmm.
So. Is it just the theme is a bit different?
Yeah,
themselves?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Different vibe.
Like how has the band been? Because when Gal Grayson, I guess first started, Romok. I mean, is Romok? It's on hiatus now, or
it's done?
It's done. Done. So at the time, but Gal Grayson and Romok was still dangling or
on. Yeah, I was mixing it up a little bit.
So Gal Grayson was more the maybe the popular version of it. But now that Romok is not a thing anymore, is there a change? Are you going to transition back a bit more rock heavier, or is it still going to keep?
No, I think it's probably going to get mellower and mellower until it's just like a sine wave. For 40 minutes.
Until it's just a pile of melted ice cream.
Yeah.
Perfect. Right.
That's the plan, at least.
Ice cream is delicious.
Sweet and creamy.
Peeling back the layers.
So many metaphors.
Perfect. How do people get a hold of you if they want to find you online and stuff?
604-656-4209.
All right. On any website, is it just galgrayson.com? Do you have a .com? Is it a Bandcamp?
Is that a domain tonight?
I'm pretty sure if you just do a search on Google for Gal Grayson, that would come up. There's no other band named Gal Grayson, I
assume. I listened to Andy's show the other day, and he kept calling us Gal Grayson. His guest was Ace Martins, and who's been to, like, half the shows we've played.
H. Martins.
Yeah. H. Martins.
Yeah, that's her call.
And and Andy was like, "Is it Gal Grayson or Gal Gratian?" I don't know if Ace was trolling him, but he's like, "Oh, it's Gal Grayson. I know. It's Gal Grayson."
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show, Gal Grayson.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Grayson. On Bandcamp, on Facebook, any last words? You can get the cassette at
Red Cat Records on Hastings Street, 2447 East Hastings. Yeah.
New location, can last 20 tickets to the Top Show.
Can you get it at the older location?
Yeah, not yet, no, actually.
I'll drop them off on Saturday. Mm. And then, are there any other record stores I should make it available at?
Nobody really sells tapes, do they?
I don't know.
Oh, Audio Pile does.
Yeah.
Audio Pile, yeah. Yep, and the show tomorrow is almost sold out. A couple tickets left at that Red Cat, and if not, can try to sneak you in back door.
And the Halloween show, that's going to be fantastic. That one you probably want to get there early as well, because I think
sells out every year.
Yeah, like it gets early, packed. It's early, it's crazy. So, I've been a few times, and it's fun. It's like bands doing cover songs, which it's super. It's you don't get to see that. A lot. Okay. Thanks so much,
Ben.
Gal Grayson.
Thanks, Ben.
Wait, Ben, who's hosting Shindig this year?
Andy.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice. Aww.
And it's going to happen. It's starting in a few weeks.
Can we play Shindig?
Can we get in there?
Well, I might be too late now, but you might want to send in your suggestions. Who knows?
Yeah.
You might be able to get on the judging situation. We'll see. Yeah. Give him a buzz. But yeah, Shindig, it's on Tuesday nights. I think it starts on I think there's going to be an announcement, but it's going to start in a few Tuesdays. Stay tuned for
Did you do this, Sudoku?
Nope. That is not me. I am going to play some Tops, because that's happening tomorrow at the program at the Wise Hall. Gal Grayson playing with Tops, and this is the band Tops on CITR.ca. If you want to listen to this program again, go onto the website. The podcast will be available tomorrow, very shortly. Just do a search for Gal Grayson or Thunderbird Radio Hell. Coming up next, Copy and Paste. That's coming up in about 10 minutes' time. Don't go anywhere.
Love you, Ben.
Is that the way that you wanna be loved?
Is that the way that you are? Wear your hair down alone, tie it up when he's there, and tell me that nothing's wrong. Thank you.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.